Brooklyn.
Voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
All right.
Somewhere.
Yeah, no, I don't want another song to play. All right, we are the Dave and Giggles Show, and we have a packed house. I think Sarah should be there. Sarah, can you hear us? don't know.
She's not there.
I might have to call her back. We have a packed house. So what's happening? What's going on in this room?
So normally we do the show. This is Giggles, by the way. This is Dave and Giggles Radio Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Just so you know, if you want to call in, 718-928-9732. Giggles, which is me, happens to be in studio in New York. I flew all the way here to do a show and a few other things, and you decided to get a sinus infection.
I did.
I want you at a 10, and right now you're at like a 4.
I'm at like a 4. Really,
I know. Called you today at the airport, and you were not excited for my arrival.
No. I was. We went out to dinner. I didn't eat anything. It's kind of sad there.
You didn't even drink your beer.
No.
You kind of had like a sip of your beer.
I know. It's very hard to do things when you have a sinus infection. But I'm here, so that's something.
And I'm here.
And we have Christina.
Christine
and her
Kaylin.
Co-host.
Kaylin.
In studio, and they are going to be doing, what show was it called?
The Badass Lady Folks.
And she brought beers in, so it's thank nice. You for that.
Winter lagers.
Everyone's going to enjoy those. All right, so here we are.
And.
Because you just can't see me.
Get, no,
I know, I can't see you over there.
Watch, the chair's about to break.
Whatever.
This is my first time in studio.
This is your first time in studio.
The last time I was... knew about this place.
Yeah.
Supposedly was it. This is weird. I can see people that I'm talking to.
I know.
This is a little interesting. Because usually it's
how's
not
it feel?
It's a little interesting. This chair, I'd vie for another chair.
Yeah. I know.
This place is so Brooklyn. Like there's a skateboard outside. There's people like ripping up cars.
There are people ripping up a car outside. Yeah. That was really weird.
There's a record store above us.
There's a record store. We're in a basement.
We're in a basement. This is pretty Brooklyn. Like me in Colorado, except I'm here in... Deb is here.
She's a
certified sex therapist. So if you have a question about sex, it could be any question at all. It just can't pertain to Dave and Giggles having sex or their sexual exploits. But the number to call is 718-928-9732. Caller, you're on the air.
No, there's nobody there. What are you talking about?
I just wanted to say it.
I know you did. All right, so what's been going on? So you flew in today, right? And you've been pretty much going since like 6 o'clock this morning. How are you feeling? You a little
since
tired?
Since 4:30.
4:30 this morning. Why would...
I made an adult decision last night.
I'm kind of confused as to why you're... What are you doing here?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. So I'm doing the show live with you.
Yeah.
That's one of my impetuses for getting here Sunday.
Right.
You know? And then I'm going to help a buddy
load
a U-Haul either Tuesday or Monday. There it is. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
This is Sarah.
I know. What's happening, Sarah? Apparently the thing's not working. I tried to call you again, but it's not working.
Is it just me?
No, Giggles is in studio today.
No. You're not alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm in New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Jeez,
where's that coming from? That's my phone. So I'll try you back again. But what's going on, Sarah? So you're down in Chile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are traveling with a band of hippies up north. Up north through Chile. And how's that going?
Oh my God, it's amazing. We are having the time. And like bonding crazy as like a little family. So lots of stories. Oh my God, so many great pictures. And yeah, so hopefully we can connect if it works.
And who's how many people are in the van?
There's 4 of us all together, possibly more. We have 2 more on the bar with us that might be coming with us. We haven't given them the waiver yet, the disclaimer.
That's amazing. So you're just picking people up as you go along.
Yeah, we are.
And how ripe is the van? How bad does it smell?
Oh boy, it is ripe. It's ripe. Yeah. We're not on right now, right?
Oh, we are.
We're live.
We're live.
We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
We're live?
Yeah.
We're so live.
Picked up this morning that oh my God, he was just the sweetest kid ever, but we have a no shoe rule in our van.
Hippies. So, must think so bad.
When he got in, you know, we were all like, got really stinky all of a sudden. Oh, we're stinky. And then everybody, every other person opened the door and like, oh, it's stinky. It's stinky in here. It smells like pepperoni. It was just, it
that's
was
gross.
The dude's feet.
Yeah,
guys, dude's feet.
No shoe. Yeah. People yeah. aren't ready for the no shoe policy.
Yeah, some people aren't.
Prepared for that.
There's some people who just don't do well with no shoes.
Yeah.
Just yeah. it's just I know some guys who come in and they're like, listen, I know you don't like shoes in your house, but trust me, I'm going to leave mine on. So who's
I'm calling the band members over.
Yeah, bring them over because they were very excited to come on the show, from what I've understood.
I know they were. They wanted to be like on video because they really wanted to see you guys.
Well, let them say hello.
The audio will be fine.
Let them say hello, and here. Then I'll try to get you back on again.
All right, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, so we're in a bar, and we've been here for about 4 hours because Sarah thought that it started about 4 hours ago, and since we've had shitty weather, we've just decided to drink here since, like, 4 hours ago.
I kind of got that feeling that she was doing that because she texted me at 3 and was like, they're all really excited. We're all really excited. What time is it there? And I was like, it's 3. It doesn't start for, like, another 4 hours. Just keep that in mind.
I just really wanted you to know, Dave, that we were super
we're even more excited.
So did you guys have to, like, waste a day of just hanging around, waiting around?
No, actually, honestly, we haven't had one day of rain. And right now, as soon as we sat down and I texted you at 3 p.m., it has started raining. So we are missing nothing.
That's good.
Literally nothing.
And I heard that...
It's a good day to drink and podcast.
Perfect. So I heard that the people who are in the room also went down to Antarctica, or at least Ushuaia, when you were there.
Correct. Yeah, so this band that we have going is our band. I was going to say band of, like,
band
or something. But, yeah, our little band that we've created is it actually all started in Ushuaia and Antarctica. So Caitlin, who's sitting next to me, was actually my roommate on the boat in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Anton, I met randomly in Ushuaia before I went down to Antarctica. I was just sitting around with nothing to do, and these three guys walked by and they're like, hey, we're going to a bar, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, really? And I was like, yeah,
that works. What is going on over there?
Just relax.
What are you doing?
Try to get more headphones. Slack.
We've been drinking heavily.
That's good. I'm glad you guys have been drinking and waiting for the show that was supposed to happen 4 hours ago. It's very good.
We were just prepping.
Yeah.
We get very nervous when we talk. Public speaking is not a forte, you know?
No, and I get giggly.
Being dirtbagged
as an audience of five.
I just have to introduce the last, Henning, who flew all the way down from Canada.
All the way to the end of the world just for
the beginning of our trip.
Oh, forever!
And they're drunk.
So
they're very drunk.
This is one of Anton's friends, and he flew all the way down from Canada to join us on our road trip north.
That's very cool.
And now he's all of our friends, obviously.
Obviously. So,
20 minutes ago.
Officially 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago, we actually became Facebook friends, and I also found out after a week of traveling with him that he has a quasi-girlfriend. We're really close in this band. We really know a lot.
All right.
I'm learning.
I know. All right, listen, Sarah, I'm going to try to call you back, and I'm going to bring everyone back into the studio here, bring them into the fold, and I'm going to hang up, but I'll try to get you back on the video.
Word.
Word.
Bye, Sarah.
Okay. Word. Bye,
Steve. Hasta luego.
Later, guys.
It's just a bunch of millennials hanging out in Chile, drinking,
they're all
driving
drunk.
Around in a van, drunk. They're Sounds all... great. Sounds great.
It does sound great.
Let's talk about the now, Dave.
Right here, right now.
Let's talk about
and
the
here
now.
You are. You're in studio.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've been here. This is the first time we've done a show in person in probably like 2 years.
3 years.
Three
probably.
Years.
And I'm going to say I kind of like it better away.
Yeah, no.
It's a little... I wasn't ready for this.
No.
Like, I don't think I was prepared for it. You weren't prepared for
no,
it.
No, never prepared
we
for
got
it.
In right at 7 o'clock.
It's nice just having the room to myself typically and then... Yeah. And then, you know, like
maybe
I can
Dylan.
Look at you. And then Dylan. Yeah, exactly.
Where does Dylan sit usually?
Oh, he usually kind of sits there.
Yeah.
Or there. Depending on where what's happening with him. He had a he should call. Dylan, you should call. What's the number?
718.
Yeah.
928-9732.
He on Friday he was like, "Oh, I can't make it to the show. I've got family coming in from Austria." And I was like, "You just finding out about this now?" And that's just the way Dylan is. So I don't know what he's doing with Austrian relatives, but
well, supposedly Austria just decided not to vote for the far right,
which is person. Like the only one who's done that, right? We're gonna get so down far. To Trump talk.
Well, I read a. I decided to buy a couple magazines on the plane so I'd look smart, my fellow passengers.
That's
and
nice.
I bought The Atlantic and The Economist. And I was opening The Economist in the first, like, 5 minutes I was on the plane. And I was like, I don't know what these people are saying. I was like, reading it through it. And I was like, I got to reread that because that doesn't make sense to me.
What'd you learn?
There's a lot going on in South Korea. A lot of people want the president to leave.
Yeah.
Haiti just supposedly elected with 11% of the vote this guy they call the Banana Man.
What does the Banana Man do?
He's their new president. He owned a company that grew organic bananas, and he got maybe I think 20% of the country.
Is this the Banana Republic?
No. So he's supposed to be their nude president in December.
Their nude president?
The nude president. Sorry, this spit guard is weird. I don't know if I.
You don't have to use it. I don't care.
No, but I want to use it because it's there.
Yeah, don't spit on things.
Just to make sure it's I don't guard. Spit on.
And then, all right. So there's a Banana Man, and is he like a Trump kind of type of guy, or is he?
I didn't read that far into it.
Of course you didn't.
I just skimmed over the headlines.
What the hell did I do with my phone? And you didn't learn anything. You learned nothing.
Well, I didn't know Haiti was having an election. I didn't know this.
I think most people places have elections.
Right, but I didn't know this was. Kind of does a world in review. So
they elected they got rid of the right wing guy in Austria. That's what you're telling me?
Well, I guess they didn't vote him in.
They didn't vote him in.
Yeah.
So that's a good step forward, I guess. You know, like let's not make the whole world this jump back in time to the old days. And I'm struggling today.
Yeah, you're hurting. I should have taken over. I should have sat where you are.
I know.
And started unplugging stuff. Messing with
every
buttons.
Time Christine comes, I'm like in rough shape. Last time you were here, I was in rough shape. I was mad last time. This time I'm just out of it. Well, I've been taking a lot of meds today, a lot of sinus meds, and then you just gave me some Advil, so like I'm flying.
Here.
Yeah,
feeling good.
So Deb's here, and
Deb's
she
here.
Is a certified
well,
sex
let's get
therapist.
Into it. Let's talk sex, Dave.
All right.
You and me. Let's.
Okay.
If nobody else is going to talk about it, let's talk about it. There it is.
Jesus. Hello.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Who is this?
This is Mrs. Giggles.
Yes. Yes. She called me on my phone, and then she's probably looking for the drill still.
I mean,
did you find it?
Yeah.
You find
the
drill?
I found the drill, but do you know if you keep the screws in a separate location in case of thieves? Or?
Of course he does.
Yes. So in the basement, in my toolbox, the long – it's like 2.5 feet. You know my toolbox. If you open that up –
Right.
You,
I just looked in
What there. Is going on?
Roll with it. Just say yes. If you open up the first part of it, in there should be a bit thing, that blue bit box.
There should be a what?
There should be a blue little box with the bits in it. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for? You found the drill.
What is happening? I don't know.
I found the drill.
Yeah.
But it's not really any good without like screws.
Oh, you need the screws.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what she said
like
5 minutes
the
ago.
The bit that attaches to the drill.
To the drill. It's in a blue thing. It's a Ryobi case.
This is a bad bit. That's what it is.
This is a bad bit.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. Is Leo there? Does Leo want to talk?
Leo knows where it is.
He might want to talk a minute. I see one regular size toolbox and not a long toolbox.
Julie.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show now for like 10 years. And I think this is the first time you've ever actually been on the show. There was the one time that you were in studio, but you fell asleep throughout the entire show.
Yeah,
so that doesn't count. But this is the first time you've ever actually been on the show. So welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Julie.
It sounds chaos over there. Are those kids running you ragged?
Yeah. You want to talk on the radio show? Here's Sam.
Sambo, what's up, buddy?
Yes,
hello. Sam, will you do the ABCs for me?
Yeah,
What happened? What happened in this show? I know, buddy. That's the way I feel too.
Oh man, Sam's almost two. He'll be two in January.
He'll be almost two.
I know.
Damn,
it's crazy.
Time for another.
Yeah. Mm. Bye, Sam.
Meh. Nah. No.
No.
Nope.
All right. Good All right. Luck, guys.
All right.
Good luck finding that bit. We lost it.
We lost our bit a long time ago.
Sex to 2-year-olds.
I know.
That's what we were talking about, right? No, I think they hung up.
All right.
That's what we were talking about.
She was really
about.
Calling to find out
to
what
find
the
out where a bit was.
Yeah. She wasn't calling to say hi or anything.
No.
She was like, no. Seriously.
I don't even understand what's going on anymore.
We've lost full control.
I've lost control.
Yeah. You have lost control.
I've lost control. I actually was hoping that you would take control today.
Yeah.
And then your wife called asking for a screwdriver and a screw and a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So Deb's here and you wanted to get into it. So I would love for someone to call. And you could be anonymous. You can call up and ask any sex question you would ever ask because we legitimately have a sex therapist in studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 718-928-9732. And it's because I see it's up on the board.
Yeah,
that's
if you're looking for where the bit is, we do not know where it is.
Yeah. So how has therapy been going? Because last time we talked, you said that you were pretty much just consoling people on the election.
I am still consoling people.
It's still?
Is she on? Turn her mic up.
Keep talking.
Am I on?
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Well, you made me sit in this seat.
And you're on.
It's sideways.
The mic is actually like on the side. It's not like you don't have to talk into the bottom of it. It's on the side of it. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. That works.
So Dave asked you how therapy is going. A lot of it was consoling
Very
people
busy.
After the election. What is the one thing that you get sort of all the time? Is it not, and I'm going to answer the question that I just asked, is it just guys being like, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me? Is that it?
No, it's not just guys. There are women that have
guys that don't want to have sex.
Don't want to have sex with them, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez.
All right, I got a question from an outside listener. What constitutes an orgy? That's a question I got. I told him I would ask. What constitutes an orgy?
Two or more.
I would say.
Three or more.
Three. Three or more. I think.
No, I think that's a threesome. Yeah, it's got to be
four or more.
Four or more. Yeah. But I mean, but then it's like, can it be just like that's swapping if it's just four?
Now you're just talking about vocabulary. Can you ask me an actual question?
Can this person call in? Why are they?
Do you want to call in? You can call in. She's listening. I know she is. But I think four is like, it depends, I guess, because then if it's like three dudes and one girl, then you could just call that a train. That's not necessarily an orgy.
I think we're talking semantics.
Yeah. We're talking, names here. So I guess I don't really know.
Yeah.
You're the sex therapist.
I don't know everything just because I'm a sex therapist. That's vocabulary.
All right.
Another question.
Another question.
Yeah, please.
So what's been going on with your clients? Have you heard anything new? Have you heard any big like, oh my god, this knocked me out of my chair type of thing?
You don't want to talk about
that? I don't
know
if I can.
You don't have to name names.
No,
that's the whole idea on this show.
I got a phone call the other day from someone who needed help because he couldn't stop pleasuring himself with his own mouth.
What?
His boss caught him.
Where does he work?
I didn't get that far, but my question was, do you want to stop? Because
is that a question you ask to people all the time? You say, do you want to stop? Because sometimes people call you, and you've said this, just to get off.
Right.
Gotcha.
They call to tell me what they're doing. And
and then they're getting off to that while they're telling you.
Exactly.
That's got to feel weird.
Are they paying you for this?
No, it's over the phone. It's, why are you calling me? Why are you setting up an appointment?
Sure.
So this guy, I still don't know. He had a very strong accent, and he said either 30 to 40 times a day or 3 to 4 times a day. It really sounded like 30 to 40 times a day, which...
You couldn't do that.
No, that's impossible.
You would just be so...
Not that I know.
You just like... It would just be painful at that point. 3 to 4, yeah, that'd still be kind of painful, but it's possible. So, all right, go on. That was it?
That was the, and so, then I made an appointment with him, and then he called back about 15 minutes later and canceled.
He canceled. Yeah. So he was just looking for that phone call to,
exactly,
to do it. That's kind of rough.
Think he wanted my reaction, and I didn't give it to him. So
yeah.
I didn't say, oh, no.
Tell me about it. Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't, yeah.
I'm going to let you feel this one.
I was just going to say, like, they say, well, they, scientists being like, 1 in 1,000 guys can do it.
Oh, there's actually a number?
There's actually a scientific, like, I feel like you girls need to be on, the shadowers need to be on mic or put the headphones on or something, because they're just kind of over in the corner just, you know, like, giggling. And I want to open it up to them, but then they don't have mics, so then it's like...
Mic's on. That mic is hot now.
Yeah, get in here. And I just want to say we're a little outnumbered.
We are.
There's 2 dudes and 3 girls in here.
This would be considered an orgy.
All right.
If,
I'm here.
If.
I can't hear anything.
All right.
Talk. Somebody talk.
Check 1, yeah. 2.
Maybe that's got to be turned up on that side over there. Bit. Channel 4.
There.
There. Does that help at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, there we go. There we go. Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Join in. Come on. Get.
All right, I'm here.
Do we got another question?
No questions. They're apologizing for their question before.
If you could ask a sex therapist any question, what would it be? 718-928-9732.
This is true.
Yeah.
I mean, last time you guys were on together,
you were talking
about having kids and all that
and
goes into
the
that.
Sex first.
Maybe you do need the sex first. That's for damn sure.
I'd love to know about what you think about Tinder and other dating apps.
We were talking about Tinder before we came on the show.
Yeah. So I'm married, and I actually married my high school sweetheart. So I have zero experience with dating apps, which is really weird for a millennial, because virtually all of my friends date using apps.
This is true.
And yeah, most of their dating stories are about, oh, yeah, so-and-so, I met him on Tinder, and we went and we did this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, last night, I just went to Kaylin, my producer's Christmas party, and almost every friend had this really disappointing Tinder story.
They're all like, out there.
Yeah, so do any of you have happy stories about Tinder? Is it worth it, just putting all this time and energy into this app?
We were talking about your daughter today, right?
Yes.
And she's on Tinder.
Yes.
And well, you want to tell us? I don't know if you want to.
No, she's.
Are you going to let her tell the story?
Yeah. I just want to make sure she's cool.
Wait, is your daughter in high school or college?
College.
Okay.
And I have one in high school. She's not on Tinder.
Yeah. Not yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
We'll get back to it. We got to take this caller.
Hello, caller. You're there.
Hello, guys. It's me.
Sarah, what's happening?
Sorry, I had to interject because you have to lower that. Because I do have many positive Tinder stories, and I have to chime in.
All right, let's hear one.
Good, I want to hear one.
A bad rap. It has such a bad rap. And I actually use it so much that friends have actually asked me to look at their profiles and give them advice and that kind of thing. So
what?
I have wonderful.
You're good at it.
Yeah. I have really, really good, you know, experiences, and I have to say, like, sometimes I use it when I, you know, travel or whatever. Just I love meeting people, and I actually met someone, even on this trip, that has, like, already, like, literally changed my life, and
whoa.
I think...
How do you filter out the jerks?
Yeah, so what I do... Yeah, no, not you.
You didn't change my life.
And he's listening, but what I do, honestly, is I would never swipe right on anyone that didn't have anything written.
Yeah.
I like, you know, they should be explaining a little bit about themselves, and I think the connection is really important, even right off the bat. And for a lot of people in their 30s and plus, you know, going to the bar,
No, saying us old people.
Yeah, even the 20s, come on. But
no,
you know,
I'm serious. Virtually none of my friends my age date people they meet at bars. They just don't talk to people at bars.
Doesn't happen.
Exactly. It's so weird.
Doesn't happen.
Tinder is a new watering hole. That's what I tell people. Like, people don't go to the bar as much anymore. And if they do, you don't know who you're talking to, how old they are. You don't know if they're married. You don't know if they're in a relationship. I think it's just so much better. And you would approach someone in the bar because you're attracted to them, and you would swipe right on Tinder because you're attracted to them. So I feel like it's the same in, and it's almost even a little safer because you can chat with them in advance and you get to know them, you know, in a safe way before you even meet up with them.
I have a huge fan. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten an unsolicited dick pic and liked it?
Never. I never, ever once did, because I only connect with people that I truly have, like, a good connection with. And if I ever, even chatting with someone, don't get a good vibe, I unmatch, and they can't contact me, and that's it.
Done. Mm-hmm. Out.
Done. No dick pics.
No dick pics.
So I have really, really good experience. But I think it's, like, it's one of those things. You get out what you put in. It requires a little work, but the output is fantastic. And I like I said, I meet fantastic people, even friends or whatever. I think it's great, especially for somebody my age that's still dating and and out there. And in New York.
Do you think it's good for meeting a long-term partner, though, or is it just for dating short-term?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I actually grew up with somebody who just actually married and is having a baby with someone they met on Tinder.
Aw, that's adorable.
I know. My ex actually met his new girlfriend on Tinder. The person that I met that, you know, I'm talking to and I'm really interested in, I met him on Tinder. We actually picked up a couple that was hitchhiking here. She was from, where was she from? Rio? He was from where? Chile. So she was from Rio or Brazil, and he was from Chile, and they met through Tinder.
Was that the one on the boat?
They were traveling together.
Was that the on the Antarctica boat?
No. We picked them up actually as we were driving through Argentina. We picked up two hitchhikers, and they were a couple. Yeah, and they met on Tinder.
Tinder.
And they were so lovely. Yeah. Cute.
Tinder works.
So I think it has a really, really bad rap, and I'm so, so pro Tinder.
They need to pay you. If I could. You need to be a spokesperson.
Their show.
Their show. The chick show.
It's a free ad. Oh, yeah. I'll shut up now.
No. Dave and I were just...
It gets too much bad criticism, I think. It gets way too much bad criticism.
Huh.
And it's one of the few apps where you can only talk to people that are mutually attracted to each other.
Have you tried Bumble or any of the other apps?
Yep. I've tried some other apps. I've tried apps where it's open and sort of like Match or any of that crap where it's like anybody that can, you know, that can see you, you can see them and all that. And it's like, I don't want to talk to people that I don't have a mutual attraction to. You know, why? It just creates a lot of noise.
Hmm. So your daughter got a dick pic.
Oh, yes. My daughter got a dick pic. Yeah, right. Unsolicited in the car with me.
I think that's kind of the difference of doing Tinder when you're in your 30s comparable to doing it when you're like 20. Because when we were in our 20s, there was no Tinder. There was no online dating. And now it's just that's the only way to date. It really is the only way to date anymore. Right, Sarah?
That's
Am
not
I
true.
Right?
For me, especially being in New York, it's just a better experience. And I'll tell you just from personal, like, I look young, and people have told me, a lot of people I've met even on this trip tell me, oh, my God, I thought you were in your mid-20s. And so I tend to attract people that are in their mid-20s, and that's not
babies.
Fun for me.
No,
right?
Babies are rough.
Children.
I know it sounds like a stupid problem, but it's true. Like, I want to, you know, date people that are sort of in the same space as I am. I've been through a lot of weird stuff. I'm divorced and all that stuff, and, you know, that's important for me. So for me, there's so many reasons that I find it helpful, and I am so pro. So pro. And all my friends that are listening
so
know how pro,
pro
I am, too.
Pro Tinder. Except for the guy with the stinky feet.
Stinky feet.
I was even pro him.
Is he still there? Is he still on the trip? Is he, like, listening, or is he? Did you guys kick him out?
No, we dropped him off. He's walking on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did you guys just ditch him? Were you guys like, oh... go get some Cheetos
Baby
for us.
No, I mean, the people that we've met along the way, I could tell you stories about each and every one of them. They're just so amazing. And this young guy was from Germany. He's 22. We picked him up in the middle of 24, something like that. 22, yeah. We picked him up sort of in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road in between towns. And he's literally just, he's like, drop me off at this trail. I'm going to hike for 10 days, cross the border, and hike through the mountains. And that's what he's doing. And so we literally, we took him today. Yeah, we drove him to the border and dropped him off and kind of like sent him on his way. And that's just one like amazing story of like, you know, the people we've met along the road here.
Nice. It's wild.
It's just fantastic.
In the hippie van. Driving along in your hippie van.
In a hippie van.
It's a pretty great
van.
In
a hippie van.
All right, Sarah, thank you for your Tinder updates. Keep listening and call back.
Yeah, I have to chime in.
Because I know you will.
Yeah.
Call back.
All
call
right, back. Kids. Yeah. Sorry, I just had to check.
No, no, it was good. It was good. Positive experience.
Tinder. Positive experience.
So what's the story that your daughter had? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
She just got an unsolicited dick pic.
I think it was deeper than that, right? It was like a little weirder.
Oh, he was creepy and he opened with, I want to fuck your face.
Ooh.
Wait, this is their first exchange ever?
Yes.
What?
Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses.
But that's the thing, I think, like, that's how, like, dudes who have, like, if you're in person, a dude won't do that.
Yeah.
But if you're young and you have that opportunity to just be like, hey, look, I'm getting connections with all these girls. It's a numbers game for me. If I say I want to fuck your face to 100 girls and one of them says yes, I win.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do all the time.
Your dating strategy.
Yeah. But that's kind of like the difference between doing it when you're really young and you really don't know, you know, like the difference of like just a faceless person compared to seeing someone in real life. And I think that it's harder for kids to do it.
Some young men don't know. And then B, not all young women are confident enough at that point to say fuck off or just ignore
of course
the guy.
Yeah,
and
no
they
idea.
Really let that kind of thing get to them.
Right. That's what I'm hoping for.
She should call in.
Yeah.
She's going to call in.
Alana, call in if you're listening. 718-928-9732. I was driving down the road, and, you know, I'm a sucker for, like, a free radio giveaway. And I was going, like, 65, and the radio was like, call in for free ticket. And I was, like, opening my phone. I was like, what am I doing? I'm, like, barreling down the highway, and I'm going to, like, kill myself to try to get some free tickets or, like, a free CD.
What were they giving away?
Say the number again.
718-928-9732. Would you like that in Spanish? 7-1-8.
No, don't do it.
9-2-8.
9-7-3-2.
There it is.
Good work. Good work.
There it is. There it is.
Yes, he is. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Alana, open your phone. You've got two unsolicited dick pics headed your way right now.
Good.
So what's going on, Alana? You're on Tinder and you're loving it? That's what I hear?
Oh, this is so weird. I'm hearing like a playback right now.
Oh, turn that off. Turn the computer off or go into the other room.
Yeah. No, there I am.
There it is.
Listen to how horrible my voice is.
Sinus infection.
That was so weird.
All right, are you in the other room?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you alone?
Yeah.
Are you alone? Can I send you dick pics now?
Just because your mom's here. Just because your mom's here. All right. So talk to us. You're a female with a positive experience.
Are you a female?
Are you a female? You're a female with I'm going to say a mixed experience of Tinder.
Okay, I'm sorry. What?
Oh God.
Is your phone breaking up?
Yeah, kind of. It was a really bad reception in my apartment.
Alana, can you hear me?
Yes.
What? Give me, like, your overall sense of how you feel about Tinder, and then tell us a story.
I think it's really fun.
She likes
it? I don't know. I personally like it when
they send
people
dick
are
picks.
Obnoxious on it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Tell that story about that guy that doesn't speak English.
Oh, so I really like talking to random people that message me on Facebook, like, you know, like the requested
Russians
like messages, though, like
yeah.
Ukrainians.
Well, there's this dude. I think I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I think his name's like Samer or something like that. And he messaged me, and we've been talking, and he thinks I'm his girlfriend, even though like I'm not. And he doesn't speak, like, any English, and so I can just say whatever the fuck I want to him. And he just is like, hi, you're cute. And I'm like, I just told you I took a shit, so.
That's hilarious. So overall, you like it. You like Tinder.
Whoa, hold up, though. No. You like it because it's fun, or you like it because you have actually gone on dates with cool people?
From what I understand, she's gone on 2 dates.
Well, I had one of my boyfriends, or ex-boyfriends, was from Tinder.
I went on another date, I think,
a few weeks ago, but that didn't really work out. But, I mean, I've had a good experience. Not a lot, like, I met some cool people from it.
So it worked. But then you guys broke. How long were you guys together?
2 months.
Were you still on Tinder, or did you delete your account?
I didn't delete it. I just deleted the app, but my profile was still up, which was, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, so it's still there, waiting for you to break up so you can come back and do it again. Makes sense.
Yeah, is it free?
It's like a drug.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like a drug. I remember it's like a drug. There's a lot of like, I got nothing to do. Yeah. Just go on
just
Tinder.
Swipe left, swipe right. There should be a Tinder for like married dudes who want like to meet other dudes to like hang out with.
Meetup.
Well, there's Meetup, and there's also I think there's something called Squad, something like that. It's just like you looking for a bunch of guys, or if you're a girl, a bunch of girls that you can just hang out with and go
and
to
like
the bar.
No weird stuff, and like no weird stuff, no dick pics.
Man, unless they want to,
unless you want them.
But yeah, Squad, I think it's called, where you just go and find a new squad, and now you got new friends, and there it is.
My husband needs that. He has no friends.
He has no friends. We did talk about that last time, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I tell everyone, like, be his friend, please.
Just be his friend.
Be his friend.
Tell him to come in here. We'll be his
friend.
Make
new friends.
Yeah.
So does anyone in your apartment have any sex questions?
Good question.
Good question.
I don't know. I don't think so. I can go out and ask.
Alana, your mom wants to ask you. Yeah. That's kind of weird. It's like,
now I know everything.
It's very weird.
All right, Alana, thanks for calling in. Thanks for keeping up on the Tinder. Have fun. Be safe.
Be safe.
Have fun. Be safe.
Use protection.
Will do. I wasn't going to before, but now that you said that, I will.
Now, there you go. All right. We'll talk to you later, Alana. Be well.
I love you.
All right, bye. Love you, Mom.
So, before weird, you go, right? Do you have any sex questions weird. For me?
No, her roommate.
No, yeah.
Oh.
But that would be kind of weird if she was like, hey, does anybody have any sex questions for my mom?
It happens all the time. I get phone calls all the time.
But it is pretty great. Like, I feel like because you're so open and honest about sex, like, you actually know what's going on in your daughter's life.
Yes.
And you know what's going on in your son's life and your other...
Daughter's
life.
Yes.
And you know how much they're having sex.
It's called parenting.
It's
called being a good...
How often do you talk about sex with your parents?
My dad, we went to a grocery store. Hold on. Let me finish this out before it was weird.
I didn't say
it.
Played
with
the cucumbers?
No. We went... It was Publix in Florida because, you know,
it's
raised
Florida.
In Florida. And I think somebody had said something a couple days earlier about something like, oh, sex this or sex that. And I don't know if there was a confused look on my face or my dad was like, oh, I got to step in because Mike doesn't really know what's happening here. Or he doesn't have somebody to, like, you know, bounce off of or something like that. And so we stopped at this grocery store and we sat there in his car and he was just like, all right, any question you want to know, ask. And I was like, all right. And it was like one of those, I think it was like 12 or 13. And it was just one of those bonding moments with my dad. Where, like, I could ask him anything, you know? And we just talked about sex and puberty. And then I think either he gave me a book before or, like, I think we might even talk about
this. What kind of book are we talking here?
It was, like, a What's Happening to My Body book for boys. Which, like, there's a girl's version and then a guy's version. And so it's just basically kind of like, you know, here's what's happening to your body. So here's what's, you know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to start getting, like... raging boners during the middle of the day.
Sure.
And you can't do anything about it.
Nothing.
You know?
Nothing.
So.
Riding the bus, there it is. Sitting in class, there it is. Nothing you could do about it. So that was the extent. You had one conversation with your dad.
I mean, we might have had a couple. I mean, so it was kind of like, but I mean, I think we talked about this before. Like, my sex education was kind of, like, I'm going to say porn, but like, it was kind of like, porn was how I realized that women had a vagina where there was a hole. Like, I didn't realize. I thought, you know...
What did you think?
Yeah.
Well, when I was 6 or 7, I thought...
16
women,
or 17.
And we all need to share here because I'm the only one that's sharing, so I'm sure you've got some embarrassing stories. But when I was 6 or 7, I thought that a man and a woman sort of snuggled or like, sort of wrestled in bed together. And then the sperm, like, went across the bed, like, traveled across the
it
sheets.
Crawled. It crawled.
And then it, like, landed into the woman or whatever. And then that created the baby. So I didn't know there was actually sex involved. So. Until.
That's pretty
recently.
Wild. That's pretty wild. Weird yeah, and wild.
Okay, well, and then Dirty Dancing was sort of like that first movie that sort of, like.
It was sexual and it was dancing. And you figured that's how you have sex, where you dance. Some yeah. kind of forbidden dance.
That's why I went to music theater school. You know?
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong.
Boy, were you way off. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I think I got a hold of porn when I was pretty young. And, like, I kind of...
It always happens when you're too young for it. Where you
young.
Just don't understand right. it. And you're kind of like, oh, why this? Is this how, you know...
Yeah.
And I was...
And it's mom and dad did that?
Oh, well, yeah. not that. I don't know about, you know, boots and... cowboy trucks and hay barrels, but hay bales.
Don't even know what you're saying.
I'm saying the spread, you know, sort of the photo shoot
what?
Location.
Oh, that kind of spread.
I just remember a lot of like Western stuff, like
cowgirl boots,
cowgirls, and like, sure. like, you know, tubs of water out in the fields. Anyways,
things are getting
sorry.
Weird.
Things are getting weird.
Things are getting weird.
You know, here's my point. Okay. This is what I'm trying to get at right here. Let me take over for a minute.
Take over.
I think there needs to be, and maybe this is not going to happen, but sort of like a sexual education overall. To where, like, you got to talk to your kids about sex because, like...
And talk to kids about girls' pleasure when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Well, at the right time. I mean, like, no. you don't need
Do
that.
Do you really
the
need
first,
that?
The first sex education class, they should talk about how to pleasure a girl.
Woman, but it's we're taught as women that sex is for guys and they want... And we our
get on that mic.
And that's wrong.
Our fallopian tubes and our menstruation, and then that's where it stops for women. And if you like sex, you're a slut. And if you don't like sex, you're frigid. And there's nothing in between.
Yeah.
This is true. You talk about this a lot in therapy?
A lot. Because I have to dismantle what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm. So how would you go about teaching? At what age do you think it's appropriate to teach kids? And then what do you actually teach them? Do you teach them separately as boys and girls? Or do you teach them together? And then what do you teach them? As a sex therapist, Deb, I want to know.
Well, I'm not a sex educator.
I know. This is close. You have to have an opinion.
Are you asking in school or at home?
Yeah, like what age is it right for kids to learn about sex? Yeah. When they start asking? But that kind of varies, right? That's got to vary.
Yeah, so it should vary.
And is it the school's job to teach kids about sex? Maybe it should be the parents. And this is another thing.
Why
shouldn't
it be school's
both?
Job
both.
To teach kids about science? I mean,
it's true.
It's just, it's,
but
I
shouldn't
mean, why
parents
are we
also
making
teach?
Sex different than science and math? It's or biology or learning about our blood types or our eye color.
So
it's all the same.
I think at currently we probably do it in high school. Correct. We do it like
middle school, third grade, very
fifth
baby.
Grade maybe, like
third,
about
yeah.
menstruation, and that was it.
Yeah,
and
that
we were separated, and we went home with bags of
tampons.
No, not even tampons. Like
pads.
Sanitary
pads.
Napkins.
Yeah.
Jeez, where has our show gone?
It's right where it needs to be. Right where it needs to be. So wait, do they? I mean, because girls probably got to know before guys about how their body's changing. Because
right, but why aren't Why can't we learn about how our bodies change? Why do we have to separate it? Why do we have to shame it from the first
it's
lesson?
True. It's very true. I agree with that, and I think we should. But I remember, like, I probably had the sex ed in, like, early high school, so I was probably, like, 13. And, like, nobody pays attention, and, like, they all giggle throughout the entire thing. And
you're looking for the most extreme explicit drawing.
Right.
It shows
exactly.
you what, like, what it looks
Let's
like.
Let's look at these pictures. What do you got? Hand this stuff out. Then you
is
got
it
the
in
crazy
color?
Teacher.
Is it in drawings?
Yeah, then you got the crazy teacher who like puts a condom on a banana, you know, and like all that
no,
stuff.
With their mouth.
With their mouth.
I heard a teacher that put a condom all the way up her arm and said, girls, if they say it's too small, they're lying.
It's true.
Smart.
They are lying. But
that,
yeah.
And blue balls and cock tees, you're also lying.
No, that's
you
not.
You will not die from blue balls.
You won't die, but it is exceptionally painful.
Oh, well, plain old sex is exceptionally painful for many women.
This is true.
Or just uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, sure. We could go down that road if you want.
We could get there. We are outnumbered. We are outnumbered.
We are outnumbered.
That's fine. We, you know, we're an open show.
Sure.
You know, I'll say this. This is Giggles here. just for the record, off the record, this whole, and not to talk about this election, bring it up or whatever, but this whole thing about, you know, sort of the...
Where did we go with this? Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, I got a point here. I know it's there. But this whole sort of election and like how people treat each other and how people talk about women and stuff like that has really made me sort of, in my everyday actions, before I say something or before I think something, I'm like, oh, that's probably not appropriate. Or maybe I won't say that. You know, or like I don't want to say I'm like always self-censoring, but I'm kind of like, oh, I get why. I sort of get – I mean now being like a husband and a father, like now I get why like, no, women might find that offensive, or women don't like to be talked like that, or – treated like a sex object. Sure. Because like you're sort of, as you grow up, you like sort of guys I think have this early experience with like pornography and stuff like that where it's probably too early, and they're kind of like, they think like every time you have sex has to be like a porn, and Deb knows this, that's not the case. Sorry, I was just trying to pull you into that. Deb knows this. Every time you have sex it's not like a porn.
Well, you know, but what's like, really funny about that, I've heard women, so many women that complain that their sex partner obviously watches a lot of porn, and they do all these weird porn tricks, and they're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So just boys trying don't
new stuff. So this is a question for the women. How do you guys want to be sort of treated? Like, what's a – what like
kind of question?
That's such a broad question. All
right, so if I'm not
yeah,
getting –
yeah, like a human. If, I want to be treated like a human with a brain like you. And a heart and a soul.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Are you saying how to get a woman in bed?
No, I'm just saying like how should you treat a woman sort of in the bedroom? Like what is like do you need
– You have to ask her.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, no, ask her.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Like, what is she like? What does she not like?
Everyone simple has different spots.
I'm just trying to make conversation.
We're not universal.
They're ganging up on you. It's like an orgy in here.
I want them to talk to me.
Actually sent, the other daughter sent me a definition of an orgy.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Thanks, Jess.
Good work.
Her 15-year-old.
Yeah.
The young one.
A wild party, especially one involving excessive... Oop, just went away.
Oh.
You read it because I can't see because I'm old.
Just went away. All right. A wild party, especially... one involving excessive drinking and unrestrained sexual activity.
That sounds right.
That sounds like nights with myself.
Oh.
Excessive drinking and unrestrained sexual activity.
That's
yeah. I guess it's probably where it came from.
Well, I don't really know this for a fact.
What?
Just the Romans, didn't they have wild, wild orgies?
Sure.
I'm just sort of a germaphobe that I wouldn't want like more.
He's a foam.
A phobe.
Secret rites used in the worship of Bacchus,
God of wine,
and other Greek and Roman got celebrated with dancing, drunkenness, and singing. That's where it comes from. So I guess the drinking.
Yeah.
And then the puking.
6 minutes. Who are you texting over there?
Sarah and all those friends, they were bummed that they couldn't say hi to their families. So I told them to call in that they could say hi to their families.
Can't they call their families?
Yeah. They could. They could.
They're a bunch of hippies.
They're about to
do it on air.
Yeah.
Save money.
Yeah.
They do it on air.
Yeah, so you're more than welcome. We got 6 minutes. They can call in. They can say everything they need to say. Oh, there it is. That happened quick. Hello.
Hello.
Hello down there.
Hello.
Hola.
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 So we had 4 callers today, 3 of them Sarah.
We've gained 2 more, actually, since we called in the last hour.
All right.
One has weathered the winter in Antarctica.
Oof.
And the other is from basically the North Pole, and there are a couple.
They're from all over the place. They're from 2 opposite ends of the world,
Tinder,
but they make it work.
Did you meet on Tinder?
Yes.
They met in Greenland.
They met in Greenland. Greenland's a great place. All right, why don't we do this, Sarah? Why don't we go around the room? Everybody introduces themselves. Tell them they could say hi to their families. And then if they want to add something, they can add something. Because we got 5 minutes left. It's a perfect little send-off. Let's do that. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to pass it off to Anton.
Anton.
Hello. I was born in Kazakhstan. Yeah, that's where Borat's from. Very nice. I like. I lived 15 years in Kazakhstan, 15 years in Canada. Quit my job, backpacking. Love it. Van is fantastic. But I gave big shout out to my boy JT9. Justin, he proposed tonight to his lovely, lovely, lovely girlfriend. I'm so happy for them, best friend. Love him. I gotta pass it on. Time is short.
Thanks, buddy. Everybody. Time is short. All right, who we got next? Hello. Did we lose you guys? Are you there? What happened?
I muted it.
Oh,
muted it.
You muted it.
Sorry. Transfer error.
All right, go ahead. I'm just going to let this happen.
22 years young, 32 years old, from Alberta.
Canada.
See.
So that's not Canadian.
Shout out to
okay.
Cam, if she's still listening.
That's girlfriend.
Woo!
Bunch of drunkards.
Peace out. This is the next person.
All right, nice. Don't put it on mute.
Stop full.
So, this is Lance. I'm new to the circle, and I just spent the last 7 months in Antarctica, so...
Damn.
I really don't have anything else to say.
That's cool. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's my second winter in a row.
That's awesome. That's really cool, man.
I'll be heading back next winter.
All right.
After some time in the sun.
Good luck. Give us a shout when you get there. Pass it on.
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
I actually live in Idaho. Better state. I just learned that we filled the recycling bin with beer, so that's kind of fun.
You guys are out of control.
In Chile, meeting up with Lance after not seeing him for 7 months, which is awesome. And shout out to these guys who we just met, and we're driving back in their wicked van with them.
Love it. All right, thank you, Hannah Montana. Next, let's keep this moving.
And now, the best for last. This is the strawberry ginger.
Strawberry ginger.
1% rare because I'm blue-eyed and ginger, which is 1% rare.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that is pretty rare. Isn't the most rare redhead and green eyes?
No, blue eyes.
It is blue eyes.
I'm the rarest of them all.
You are the rarest. All right, this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to take a group picture for us and send it over to me, and we'll get it up on the non-existent site. Basically, I just want you guys to send me a picture.
Am I allowed to tell them the rest of my story?
Yeah, of course. Go for it. You got a minute and 15 seconds.
Okay, I'm from Brandon, Manitoba, Central Canada. Nobody knows where it is. It sucks. Don't ever go there. But
it's where Bigfoot's from.
I'm trying to travel the world and work the world, and Antarctica is my first stop. And I've been to 7 continents, and I'm traveling the world with all these beauties, and it's wonderful, and I love it.
It's a pretty good way to end the show.
It's true. And it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yes, happy birthday. All right, Canadians and North Americans and South Americans and below the equators, we bid you good night.
Good show.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
All right. Later, guys.
Idly hey.
Goodly do.